You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dyan once again. Welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Mr. Jamin Frazier, the founder of the Insecurity Project. He is a personal development coach who specializes in helping 35 to 40-year-old entrepreneurs overcome insecurity so they can show up to life and business unhindered. Like the sounds of this, and Mr. Frazier, welcome to the program.
Hi, Eric. Great to be here.
And of course, we certainly are appreciative of your time as well. So for starters, what is the Insecurity Project?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's kind of the work that I feel like I was born to do. Lots of people discouraged me from being that overt with such strong language, especially when it came to business, because, you know, people are insecure about being insecure. So it's pretty confronting to put your hand up and go, yeah, do you know what? I am insecure and I'm ready to deal with it. But I think the project is really about raising awareness to go, insecurity really is the driver for dysfunction. People are typically trying to solve problems in the level of their finances, their relationships and their health. But the cause of those issues is inevitably a fear of not being good enough. That's what causes the main problems. And so if you can make change on that level, at the deepest level, then the surface level issues are very different as well. So the Insecurity Project is helping people think through insecurity clearly, effectively, intelligently to come up with a solution that actually works rather than masking it, managing it, or just running away from it. So that's the intention of the Insecurity Project.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there appreciative of your making this happen and putting this in place and bringing it to market. Why do you focus on people who are just 35 to 40?
Look, people can make change at any age of life, obviously. But if there was a time that's most conducive to personal change, it is that window, 35 to 40. All the research seems to suggest that, probably for a number of reasons. But I think typically some of the biggest reasons, the pain levels are right. I think typically young people don't have enough pain and older people perhaps have too much pain. 35 to 40-year-olds have some pain, but it's mixed in with hope. It's like this is not, you know, there's some stuff going on in my world that I need to address that is painful, but it's a chance. It's not too late. I still have time. I think Mark Manson says in his book that all change is preceded by being wrong about some stuff. So I think when we're younger, I don't think we're willing to be wrong. I think you just got to find out your own way. You're just headstrong and you think you're right about a whole bunch of things. You kind of wake up in your late 30s and realize a bunch of stuff you thought you were right about isn't working. And you think, oh my goodness, maybe I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, that opens up the possibility for new thinking and a chance to be open to different ways of approaching life. So I think, again, that window creates this openness for some really honest conversations about your own life. We kind of imagine 40 as the pinnacle of being an adult, and most will find them approaching 40 and then they're thinking, I thought I would have my stuff worked out by now, but clearly I don't. So there's this chance to go, well, it's now or never. So, you know, emotional intelligence is improved by that age. You have more maturity, more runs on the board, a bit more financial stability. So there's a whole bunch of things that make it perfect. And I think if you get on the other side of that, the further you get past 40 and not having dealt with insecurity, then it becomes pathological. It imbibes your cells. It becomes part of you. This story becomes your truth. And it gets harder and harder and harder to break out of that story the older you get.
And that is for sure there. Now, what happens if you leave insecurity unaddressed? Talk to us about that.
Look, I don't think I'm being overly dramatic when I say it leads to madness. I think Eckhart Tolle describes the human condition as madness, and I think that is a word that sums up the way the world runs. It's good people, inherently good people, who consistently make choices that hurt themselves and others. And I think insecurity causes us to show up at our worst where it matters most, and it can only be described as madness. So I'm sure we all can think about people who have not found a way to deal with their fear of not being good enough. And it's caused that person to shrink into themselves, and it's robbed them of hopes and dreams. It's caused them to miss opportunities. It's caused them to show up dysfunctional in their relationships. it's affected their health, their finances. You know, it is a significant issue. And I think, potentially the most damaging issue to not address in your life. Yet it's an issue that most people will never find a way out of. They'll just survive it and cope with it and deal with it. And ultimately, they will experience madness in some form or other.
Well, we're certainly pleased that you joined us here today to bring focus to this topic. Today, we're joined by Jamin Fraser, the founder of the Insecurity Project. He is a personal development coach who specializes in helping 35 to 40-year-old entrepreneurs overcome insecurity so they can show up to life and business unhindered here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Fraser, is it possible to genuinely overcome insecurity?
This is something that I do believe is true, and not many people would agree with me. I think the general consensus is it's just a thing. We all have insecurity. You just do the best you can. But my whole life's work has been around providing a compelling, intelligent, and complete solution to this specific problem. And I am convinced it is possible to be unhindered, to not experience this fear holding you back. In saying that, when you deal with insecurity effectively, it does allow you this openness and this freedom to move forward. And if you show up to life without that fear, you will experience growth, and growth pushes you into uncertainty, which then will expose new levels of insecurity. So I'm not suggesting it's possible to solve this problem once for all time. I think the framework, the seven essential practices for overcoming insecurity, works effectively for the level of growth you're at now. And then you'll use that same framework for the next level of growth and on and on. So I think all you need to solve any problem really is the proven framework and someone skillful enough to hold you in the space until it works. So that, again, is a key part of the Insecurity Project, is helping people develop a believable plan to resolve this issue and get to the bottom of this fear. Because, you know, fear is so illogical. It's most of our fears, our deepest fears, are highly irrational. They're a work of fiction. They're built on a story we told ourselves as a child and a story that's never been revisited. And so it is possible to go back and explore that story, the origins of that fear story, and to really position yourself as the storyteller rather than a victim in the story that someone else has told about you, which means you're the one with a pen and paper. You're the one who created this insecurity in the first place, and therefore you are the only one who can change it. So, yes, it is possible. I'm convinced it's possible, and I'll share that with anyone who's willing to listen.
And certainly do agree with you there on folks being able to genuinely overcome insecurity, and really appreciate your input there as well. Why is overcoming insecurity so important, not only for people, but for entrepreneurs as well?
I love Chris Cowan and Don Beck's spiral dynamics framework, which talks about the levels of consciousness we grow through. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. It's also called the seven levels of living. It comes up under a few names. But basically the seven levels are survival, tribe, rebellion, the system, entrepreneur, contribution, and growth. And so as a person's growing as a human being, I think another reason why 35 to 40 is so important for this work is because often people have spent 15 to 20 years working in the system, as in serving someone else's vision, as an employee, doing good work, but helping someone else become wealthy. And I think as you grow as a person and you really trust what's inside you, you realize that you have a unique contribution to make as well, which is the entrepreneurial journey. It's putting your hand up and saying, I can solve this problem and I'm going to bring a valuable solution to the market and have it recognize that. And so when you step out of the system, which is relying on someone else's leadership and structure, and you're out on your own, well, it's all you. And it's 100% what happens when you get up in the morning, when you go to bed. You are in your own head all the time. No one's making it happen for you. No one says you can and no one says you can't. And so I think it's that moment where I think insecurity manifests most significantly for a lot of people, because this question arises, am I good enough? Do I have what it takes? Am I enough to actually bring this? Am I valuable? Am I worthwhile? Are my ideas any good? And so if you don't deal with this fear, then it can rob you of your good ideas. It can cause you to shrink back instead of standing forward. It can cause you to undervalue yourself, to keep your mouth shut when it called for a clear communication. So there's a whole bunch of really important issues around business that are deeply affected by the belief structure of the business owner. the entrepreneur. So, you know, obviously it's important for entrepreneurs to have a business plan and a marketing plan, but I think a personal development plan is actually essential as well. You know, the stats for business failure, I know in my country, Australia, only 10% of businesses make it to 10 years. And I think that is largely due to the fact that entrepreneurs haven't done the work around their own belief structure and their own security, and so get threatened, get afraid, pull back, and ultimately, you know, don't find a way to bring their value to the marketplace. So it is essential part of doing business well is overcoming this fear of not being good enough.
Again, it has been awesome to have had you and really appreciate what you do and for helping entrepreneurs overcome insecurity through the Insecurity Project. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can connect with you and get further details. Where can they do that online?
So they can search the Insecurity Project podcast, where I interview people who've worked through insecurity. I have live coaching demonstrations and share some insights around this stuff. The insecurityproject.com website, or jamonfraser.com, both send to the same places. And my book, Elegantly Simple Solutions to Complex People Problems, are all great ways for hearing more about this information and helping people solve this problem in their own life.
Fantastic. And that podcast certainly sounds like a must listen, and definitely want to check that out myself. Again, it is jamonfraser.com. Mr. Fraser, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Mr. Jamon Fraser, the founder of the Insecurity Project. He is a personal development coach who specializes in helping 35 to 40-year-old entrepreneurs overcome insecurity so they can show up to life and business unhindered. And for further details, simply visit jamonfraser.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.